Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Johnson County Sheriff Lonnie Pulkrobic to talk about the increase in citations handed out for texting while driving in Johnson County. So first question I had is just kind of going through your annual report from last year. There's a drastic increase in texting while driving citations, 7 in 2016 and then 81 in 2018. Can you kind of speak to what attributes that change?
Well, yeah, the big change is that it was no longer a secondary offense, meaning you could actually stop people that you see that you believe are texting while driving. And in the previous change, you had to see them committing another offense. So it's called a secondary offense. And so once it became primary, then it gave us reason to stop them based on our opinion that we thought they were texting and driving. Now, that doesn't make the law really that good. In fact, it's a law that ISSDA has supported to try and get, we call it hands-free is the brief name of it, but basically to get an electronic device or phone out of a driver's hands, period. And, you know, frankly, it makes a lot more sense because, you know, you're allowed to make phone calls. You're allowed to use your map, you know, like Google Maps or whatever while you're driving. So your phone may be in your hand for that. And that sort of weakens this law. And, you know, the bottom line is I think we know, the public knows, to make the roadway safer, to really try and have an impact on distracted driving and distracted driving crashes, the legislature needs to change the law to get the electronic devices out of a person's hand. And so far, they just don't have the backbone to make the law so that does make the roadways safer for Iowans.
Right. And then since this change has gone into place, do you think that's affected the drop in accident reports as well, or is that another thing that you guys are doing differently?
Well, you know, I don't know that for a fact one way or another. I just know that the majority of crashes, you're going to have two factors that are going to be huge contributing factors, and that is distraction and speed. Those are generally going to be the primary ones and the most underreported ones as well, because most people that get in a crash, they're not going to admit they were speeding or be on their phone. So it's heavily underreported. I don't know that the law has made a large impact, in that.
Awesome. And then going through the report, another thing that jumped out at me was the hours of training throughout the years has really increased. Can you tell me a little bit about where that training is going towards?
A lot of that is because we're trying to get our whole agency trained in crisis intervention training and CIT training. So there's been a push in Johnson County to get all the law enforcement officers in the county through that, and it's a 40-hour training. The last couple of years, you know, we've been doing 3 and 4 sessions a year. So that takes up a lot of it for sure.
And with this extra training, what does it equip your team to do better now that maybe they couldn't have done as efficiently a couple of years ago?
Well, I think it really gives them the tools to identify people that may be getting called to, or they come across that are having a mental health crisis, basically some sort of difficulty mental health-wise. It gives them some tools on recognizing what they might be going through, what they might be dealing with, some ideas on how to help the individual and things like that. It's just a tool that helps them give them better recognition skills.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Johnson County Sheriff Lonnie Pulkrobic. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.